It was very upsetting, I suppose, now with having heard it on Friday, and by Monday morning you're getting a little bit more used to it. But the, I suppose when I watched Micheál Martin giving that speech on Friday evening, and I thought, you know, politicians never want to do this to anybody. And, they, you know, he was visibly upset and he looked exhausted. And I thought, this is just so wrong. Everything that's going on, we should be having announcements about something positive and something good happening. And it's just heartbreaking and upsetting. And then to have to just go in and talk to our staff and think, okay, what are we going to do to recover ourselves around this restrictions, and what are, you know, how are we going to move forward? I suppose sometimes you don't believe what's happening because it's so unreal. And from day to day, you know, it had got so much better and we were all managing. And, you know, restaurants are very controlled environments where people come and they sit at their tables and they do the right thing. And it's very difficult sometimes to accept, you know, when we're all kind of jarred in together in the one big group in the hospitality industry, because we operate very differently. And, you know, you don't behave the same in a bar as you do in a restaurant. And it's a pity, but I know there's a lot of restaurants that have bars, and I suppose that's the reason why that it's difficult to sort of to separate us out. People are doing the right thing. I see it every day. They're staying at their tables, they're getting up, they're wearing their masks, they're sanitizing their hands, and they're so grateful to be out and to be in a good environment.